Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering a selection of game day food in the PCC Deli, including take-and-bake pizzas, as well as dips and spreads. With 9 neighborhood locations, more at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Okay, Nancy, it's been a long odyssey, but at last, after many decades, the impossible dream has been achieved.
What did you do now, Stein?
You remember me telling you long, long ago about one of my favorite dishes that my mom used to make when I was a kid, and they were Gorton codfish cakes. This stuff was this white paste that would come in it was like a tuna can, and she'd mix that with mashed potatoes and make them into little patties and fry them up and then fry some spaghetti with ketchup in the grease from the pan and serve that to us, and we just loved them. Now, on the side of the can, there was a picture of this stuff modeled into the shape of a fish with a little slice of a pimento olive, you know, for an eye. And it said, serving suggestion. Every time she made these, they would say, Mom, make the serving suggestion, you know. And this Chesterfield King bobbing in her lips. You know, and she'd say, what are you nuts? Get out of here. Tell your father it's time to eat. You know? So I never got that. And I've missed these things all my life. And just recently, I was thinking about them again. But the Gorton Company no longer makes Gorton codfish cakes. But I thought, how hard could it be? And I found a recipe for Gorton's codfish cakes online. Apparently, I'm not the only guy who misses these things.
It sounds delicious to me, Stein.
they really are delicious. And I modeled it at last into the shape of a fish with a little sliced olive fish eye on it. Which I sent to you. Pretty cool, huh?
You know, Stein, I'm sorry. I think that thing looked like a veal cutlet.
Dave Meyer said it reminded him of a Christmas ornament he made when he was in third grade. Cheryl was rolling her eyes, but I was just...
But did she eat it? That's what I want to know.
She liked it. She thought it was good. And she didn't like the spaghetti fried with ketchup, but that was pretty good, too. You know, for what it was, I thought. So at last, the impossible dream has been achieved. I've got the serving suggestion for Gorton's codfish cakes recreated, and I'm going to put it in the Food for Thought post at kplu.org, along with my picture of my little codfish fishy and a recipe, plus a link to some horrible vintage recipes, okay? And there's pictures, too, for like liver sausage pineapple.
Yes. Good. What else?
Tuna and jello pie.
Fair.
And ham and bananas hollandaise, and I have not even mentioned the most egregious of them. I'll have a link to that in there, too.
You know, when Mac was a kid, when my husband was a kid, he grew up in a Catholic household where you had to have fish on Friday.
Yeah.
So he used to have salmon cakes, which sound not unlike your Gorton codfish cakes. He didn't mind them. He liked them. They had them all the time. And then when he moved to the Pacific Northwest, when he got a taste for old hunger, he would actually make them out of local salmon, canned salmon, of course. And when he was wooing me back in his callow youth, he used to make me those salmon cakes for breakfast. But there was no spaghetti and ketchup on the side. Instead, he made what he called glue pots, which were essentially hash browns. Those were pretty good.
That's the way to a girl's heart. I've always said it.
But, you know, maybe I'll have him make them for me again and see if he can't do something a little more contemporary, like maybe a Kalamata eye.
It'll be very romantic. You can have them by candlelight with some spaghetti fried in ketchup. Folks, I'm going to have the recipe, the picture, and the link to the tuna and jello pie and all the rest of that horrible stuff at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. And while you're at the kplu.org website, who wants to go to San Francisco with Nancy for a food, music, and art trip? Just click on San Francisco Trip with Seattle Times food writer Nancy.
Straight from the can.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.